It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the grain markets have seen a little bit of a pullback since putting in their summer highs around that July 24th timeframe for a variety of reasons. Part of it being a change in the war, part of it because of an adjustment to the weather forecast. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the technical side of the grains.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, the grain market's been under a little bit of pressure since hitting their summer highs around July 24th. Markets rallied fairly decent up until that time frame, with soybeans actually posting new contract highs for the year, as well as we saw good strength in the Chicago wheat and the Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis wheat and corn didn't quite get to their May highs, but they still pushed and saw some pretty good gains here as we went up into that July 24th time frame. Since then, though, we've seen September Minneapolis wheat back off about 60 cents. Corn for December has backed off about 33 cents from those highs on July 24th. And as far as soybeans, we're about 90 cents off the highs. Right now, the market is looking at improving weather conditions that's put pressure in on the corn and the soybean market. As right now, it looks like the forecast is calling for beneficial rains in the 6 to 10 day forecast for pretty much most of the Corn Belt. Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt continue to see some issues, but if they get rain across the major part of the Corn Belt, that might overshadow some of the losses we could see up here in the Northern Plains side of things. As far as the wheat is concerned, we're right in the middle of harvest, and so far quality looks like it's pretty good. Yields coming in about average, that might come in and help support the market in the long run. But the question is going to be is, will we start to see discounts because of high quality wheat being abundant, and they're going to need lower quality wheat to kind of blend off? Overall, the markets are at a transition right now. We've got the August crop production report coming in, and that's going to be pretty important to the marketplace, as this will be USDA's first look at actually in-field surveys for corn and soybean yields. And that will likely drive the market moving forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.